Drawney for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Well, good morning and welcome, 5 to 6 clubbers, to Strawny's Brekkie Show. Away we go. Very foggy out there. Phil the Butcher tells me Southwest Rocks Road is a bit pea super this morning. A little bit cool. 6 degrees in Taree, 8 in Port Macquarie, 4 in Kempsey, and 12 degrees in Coffs Harbour. Very high fire danger today. Sunny and 26 to 29 degrees. Sunrise officially coming up at 5:46. Hope you had a great weekend. I certainly did. Back in the surf boat on Saturday morning. And although it was a little bit windy, it was just beautiful to be back out again. I hope you enjoy your extra freedom and got out with your family and friends at some stage, COVID safely, over the weekend. Major news stories of the day. Well, New South Wales records a drop in daily COVID cases yesterday to 1,083, but recorded 13 deaths. Some lockdown restrictions in Sydney will ease today, and Victorians locked out of their own state on the border can start returning home today, where they will quarantine at home. In sport, Port Adelaide star Ollie Wines has won the Brownlow, and locally, an investigation is underway after a woman was found deceased in the Bulga Forest. The call came to emergency services about 11:30 on Saturday. You'll hear more about that with Cherie and Romy and Sean in the Triple M local news briefing. And there's a good apprenticeship story that's coming out today for kids on the Mid-North Coast. On the show today, well, so much happening for a Monday. It is day one of Triple M's Who's in the Zoo? Two Triple M listeners going head-to-head, and we're going to ask them some very interesting questions about animals today to win a family pass to the Billabong Zoo. All thanks to the zoo. Bring the whole family these school's holiday. These school holidays will see you in the zoo. Today marks 17 years since Grinspoon's album Thrills, Pills and Sunday Kills. Thrills, Kills and Sunday Pills, rather. Phil Jamieson, lead singer and Port Macquarie local, coming in after 8:30 to talk about his memories of recording that wonderful album. So many great singles came off it. Marion with the Bold and the Beautiful update. In Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss. We've got some interesting stuff today, including we've lost one of the members of Only Fools and Horses. Gee, that was a funny show. In What's Trending, we're going to look at a woman who confronts a tree snake orgy in her laundry, and you can win $1,000 on the wheel. How's that for a Monday? Let's go, folks.
We apologise for this break in our program. We'll resume as soon as possible.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
The Mid-North Coast.
1-3-3-5-3, the number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. Well, if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
Working hard.
Locals Guide on Triple M, with everything happening on the Mid-North Coast.
Before you head out to a great day on our Mid-North Coast beaches, just a reminder to keep a beach towel length between you and the person next to you, and please, always go to a patrolled beach. A detour will be in place today at the Ghost Road at Houston Mitchell Drive and the Pacific Highway intersection. Transport for New South Wales are commencing works to reduce crashes and improve safety. Alternative access will be in place to use Ocean Drive or left to travel south along the Pacific Highway to Bago Road interchange at Herons Creek before turning north. The Kempsey Library reopens today, with visitors able to enter from the rear of the building. Renovations will take place in the front of the library for the rest of the year. And works are continuing this week by Kempsey Shire Council at Rankin Street at beautiful Crescent Head, more forming and pouring of concrete. Right now at Bingley, receive full free service delivery when you buy a selected fridge or laundry appliance. Now is the time to upgrade. Head into bingley.com.au today.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bingley. Australian owned for over 60 years.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Ah, yes, here he is, the great man, Bluey Waters, who apparently had a very busy day yesterday in the wind. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Strawny.
Yeah, what about yesterday? And indeed, the weekend was just fantastic. Although the wind, she blew, a lot of people were out in the sunshine.
Yes, they were. They were out enjoying themselves. You know, the freedom of being able to go to the parks and have a picnic and or go for a swim or even just drop a line in the water. It was just a great weekend to be out there. I know the deep sea boys did a bit tough. It was a bit rough out wide, but on the estuary and along the beaches, it wasn't too bad.
Right. What do you think about today? I'm sorry to tell you, there's strong wind warnings, there's high fire dangers, holy dearly. But the wind will be offshore early. The swell has really dropped off, Bluey. It was very powerful yesterday, but it's really dropped off today. Northwesterly winds early, they'll go northeasterly. Later on in the afternoon, a southwesterly change to 30 knots and maybe a storm. It's going to be a classic, like, January day.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'm going to go to the beaches this morning. I'm going to take a few pillies with me and toss them around. I'm going to try for a brim or a tailor out of the beach. So I know the tide's going to be running out pretty soon, but if we get out there early enough, we'll beat the wind. We might put a couple of nice quality fish in the bucket and be home for morning tea.
Okie dokie. All right. Like the sound of that. Fantastic. Good stuff.
Yeah.
And the footy over the weekend, Bluey, gee, there was a... I think it was very predictable. Oh, I should have got the score in our game, but I couldn't not take the Roosters after everything that's happened. I would have never lived it down if they won, but I think it was predictable, and I thought Parramatta didn't get the rub of the green. You know, Penrith are a bit lucky to win that. They aren't the side they were halfway through the year, are they, the old Panthers?
No, since they've had State of Origin, they've come back with their players, and they haven't gelled properly, you know. And what a classic game, that Parramatta-Penrith game. It was probably one of the best you could see all year. The brutality of the forwards going one against each other, yeah, and a low close score, you know, that's what rugby league is all about.
Yeah. Don't you think the Storm were rubbing their hands together seeing the brutality of that too, Bluey?
Oh, most certainly, you know. And it's one bloke just riding around town on a push bike saying, I can still feel it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's on the Saturday morning. Obviously, my sweep is a Manly supporter, and he didn't say much because I admitted the day before, I said, I think you blokes will flog us. But anyway, it was a great win to Manly. But, and again, are they doing it against teams that are not going to be your Melbournes, not going to be your Panthers? Will they, you know, get flogged by the Rabbitohs, or will Desi timed the run perfectly? There are so many things in play about this, Bluey. You got that on the Friday night. KO in his purple outfit and concrete boots on the Saturday, ready to go at 4 o'clock. And then we just have enough time to light the barbie, have a round of drinks, and we've got the AFL Grand Final at 7:15.
And what a classic game it is. Melbourne and Buddy Footscray, eh? Fantastic.
Footscray. Now you're showing your age, Bluey. What was the name of that bloke who used to do the ads for the furniture store? North Melbourne and Footscray, he used to say. Footscray. North Melbourne and Footscray. He used to have a furniture store down there. Unbelievable.
That's right, yeah.
And, the Bulldogs, Bluey, certainly have provided a lot of entertainment over the last couple of years. They won the Cup a couple of years ago. Remember, the inspirational captain doesn't play the last game and the coach gives him the medal. And, oh, gee, what about the theatre of it? And, again, Melbourne, it's been a long, long time since they've been in a grand final.
Long time. I think Hasselman was playing for them in the centres when they won the last one.
Jeez. Well, what about the double, Bluey? I wonder what that's playing, the Melbourne-Melbourne double for the grand finals.
Ooh, that'd be worth looking at today, I think. Yeah. I like that.
Talk to Taylor Tab about that one, but anyway.
I will, yeah.
First day of the school holidays, Bluey, and again, let's just run through of all the licences we've got to have and vaccine passports and, oh, God, and all that. Fishing licences, Bluey. We get them from the paper shops.
Yes, you get it from the paper shops, and basically your license, if you're over 18, you must have a license to fish our waters, unless you're sharing a rod with a young one, and 3 days or a month or a yearly ones are available.
Okay, good on you, Bluey. And just repeating today, if you're heading out, this day's going to have more twists than a Stephen King novel today, but as usual, get out early and you're heading to the beach.
Out to the beaches, go take a few pillies with me, toss them around to see if I can get a quality brim or a big tailor.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny's Brekkie Show for the Pod City Bowling Club.
You can do it. You can do it all night long.
Triple M and Strawny for Brekkie. Who said it? Coming up after 7, get our piece of audio right. You'll walk away with a new car wash from the Port Macquarie or Wauchope Car Wash, where you can do contactless payment. Get in, away you go. The car comes out beautiful and clean. Beautiful. From Ark Tung, baby, it's you two, even better than the real thing. Foggy start to the day today. Lots of sunshine, up to 29 degrees and maybe a coastal storm later. We like it for day one of the school holidays.
Extra, extra. what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah, they're going to be busy there today. Monday night lotto, $1 million for up to four winners in draw number 4114. In the telly today, their lead story, awash by Christmas, Byron braces for COVID wave. New South Wales countercultural capital, it's hard to say, Byron Bay, has found itself exposed to the anti-vaxxers pandemic, and many say it's inevitable COVID will do tremendous damage to Byron. In the Herald, their lead story, all schools in Greater Sydney to start a staggered return on October 25. The New South Wales government is moving to erase the COVID fault lines that have divided the city and also angled local leaders in hotspots. Whilst in the Australian, their lead story today, PM and Albanese lose support to minor parties. Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese have suffered significant falls in satisfaction ratings as voters look to park their support with minor parties in the latest news poll. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies. It's 8 to 7.
Thanks to the Port City Bowling Club. You can catch up via the free Triple M app. Plus, like our Facebook and Instagram to keep up with what's happening locally. Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M. Strawny Leaks. Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
Today marks 17 years since Grinspoon released their highly acclaimed Thrills, Kills and Sunday Pills album. Lead singer and Port local Phil Jamieson joins me after 8.30.
I remember that Howard was a bit of a taskmaster when it came to vocals. I did a lot of takes, did a lot of harmonies.
Only Fools and Horses star John Challis has died at age 79. The actor who played Boycie in the hit sitcom passed away peacefully in his sleep after a long battle with cancer. He was a very funny man. Daniel Craig bid farewell to his role as James Bond and the cast and crew he got to know along the way in an emotional video shared to Twitter. Now, in the clip recorded on the set of No Time to Die in 2019, the 53-year-old actor was shown bearing his emotions to the features team while expressing his gratitude for their support. Daniel's been involved with the franchise since 2005.
And a lot of people here worked on five pictures with me, and I know there's a lot of things said about what I think about these films and all of those, whatever, but I've loved every single second of these movies, and especially this one, because I've got up every morning and I've had the chance to work with you guys, and that has been one of the greatest honours of my life. So.
Full range of value-packed MGs now back in stock at Andrew Medici MG.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your local briefing. Police have established a crime scene on First Avenue in Sawtell as part of investigations into a stabbing that's left a teenager fighting for his life. Paramedics rushed the 16-year-old to Coffs Harbour Hospital with life-threatening injuries just after 8 p.m. last night. He's still in a very serious condition this morning. A walk-in Pfizer vaccination clinic will be opening at Kempsey today. It'll be at the Community Health Centre on Polwood Street from 9.30 until 3.30. No appointments are necessary, but you will need your Medicare card and photo ID. Anyone who had an existing vaccination appointment for today should still come in at their allocated time. Meantime, the Hoi Moe in Coffs Harbour has issued a statement over the weekend confirming that a guest at the motel and accommodation had tested positive for COVID-19, but they've been informed there's no immediate threat to staff or customers. All close contacts have already been notified and contacted, and the venue remains open for business. Three new COVID cases were identified across the Mid-North Coast over the weekend, two in Kempsey and one in Coffs Harbour. No official venues of concern have been named as yet. Drones will be buzzing around even more of the north coast this summer looking for any sharks. Town Beach in Port Macquarie is joining Tacking Point, Kempsey, Southwest Rocks, Maxville, Sawtell and Yurunga as part of an expanded program. And by now, our towns are usually swarming with tourists with school holidays officially underway. Jodie Heaney, who owns Port Jet Cruises, says things are looking pretty different this time around.
They're pretty quiet. These are one of our biggest holidays of the year traditionally, because we're right in the peak of the whale season. But no, the bookings are very, very quiet.
Taking a look at sport in soccer, Port United says while COVID restrictions mean it can't run a six-a-side competition as planned, there's still hope it could happen before the end of the year. Should restrictions be eased in time, a shortened six-a-side comp could run from November 1. It would run over 7 weeks, finishing up on December 15.
Hi there, Madeline Larson with the National News Briefing. Another 700,000 Moderna vaccines have arrived on our shores overnight ahead of first doses in arms this week. The TGA has given the clearance for the vaccine to be rolled out to some 1,800 pharmacies. It's the second shipment of the jab after a plane load arrived on Friday. Mixed reviews from the Australian Retailers Association on the Victorian State Government's extensive roadmap out of lockdown. The ARA's Fleur Brown says health and safety must come first, but they'll likely be left waiting 7 weeks until all non-essential businesses can reopen.
We're really pleased to have the clarity and some hope on the horizon for retailers. We are disappointed that it's another 7 week wait until discretionary retail can open. That is a category of retail that's been really decimated by Delta, and we're factoring in another $6 billion blow to retailers as a consequence of that.
The PM has jetted off to the United States, set to meet Joe Biden for the first time since he became US president. Scott Morrison will visit New York and Washington. The trip is for a Quad leaders meeting, also involving the PMs of India and Japan. And a volcano has erupted on the Canary Islands just hours after soldiers began evacuating villages and some farm animals. The eruption on La Palma began just after midnight this morning, following a week of earthquakes.
Diablo Carbide Accessories, superior technology helping you get more cuts for your bucks. Diablo Accessories, lead, never follow.
Michael Maguire's time at West Tigers could be coming to an end. A board meeting this week will decide the coach's fate amid reports he's likely to be sacked. Footy legend James Hooper revealing Maguire will receive a massive payout.
They extended Michael Maguire last December for an additional 2 seasons, so they will have to come to a financial settlement. I believe that it's 12 months.
The Wallabies have moved up to third in the Rugby World Rankings after back-to-back wins over South Africa.
Triple M's Beach and Surf Report, powered by Kempsey Camping World, Kempsey Firearms and The Complete Angler, all under one roof, 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
First our holidays, we have small, clean conditions on all the beaches for those micro grommets out there. It's beautiful for them around that knee to waist high, so 2 foot of swell on all those beaches. We do have a high tide around 7:30 this morning, and water temperature still hovering around that 18 degrees. So get out there, make the most of these tiny waves, catch you in the surf.
Triple M and Strotty for Brekkie and Steve Price and Australia Today coming up after 9. 133353 the number. It is midnight oil from Diesel and Dust and beds are burning. Sunny today, maybe a shower or maybe a storm later on this evening on the coast. And first day of the school holidays, sunny and up to 29. Go you, good thing.
Who said it? Triple M's Wash Your Mouth Out. Thanks to Paul Macquarie and Warhope Car Wash. Your fastest drive-through automatic laser wash in 2 great locations.
Yeah, we need to know who said it.
All right, gentlemen, would you like to settle down?
Yes, take go on, a seat. Down, get down here. Come on, here we go.
Well, right, I'm in the front. Care yourselves in a rush. Right now, the Boyce Video and Leisure Arts Company is proud to present the British premiere of Night Nurse.
All right, 133353 is our number. We go to Sid in Port Macquarie. Good morning, Sid.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Terrific, buddy. Who said it?
Jean Chalice.
Yeah, who was?
Boise.
On Only Fools and Horses. Yeah! Yes. He passes away overnight at age 79, and what a character he was, though. That was a very, very funny series.
Yeah, love the black moustache.
Yeah, that's right. And something dodgy always going on in that pub. Unbelievable. Yeah. Congratulations, mate. Nothing dodgy about this. You're going to have your car washed at the Port Macquarie or Warhope Car Wash. It is a cracker. It's open 24/7. And, Sid, your car is going to look absolutely sensational once it goes through the car wash. Congratulations, champion.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, buddy. Another winner. Who said it here on the M's? More next Monday.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Oh, how is this story? I would have had a heart attack. A woman has captured the terrifying moment she found a confronting tree snake orgy in her laundry. Hello. Kylie Coates shared a video to Facebook which showed at least four tree snakes in her home in the coastal suburb of Bluewater in Townsville, Queensland. Now, the snakes were curled up across the windowsill in Mrs. Coates' laundry, with two of the serpents poking their head up at the camera and trying to move around. Oh, my goodness. The tree snakes continued to slither across the ledge in front of a black curtain, becoming tangled while on top of each other. Now, if that was me, fair dinkum, I'd be off to the laundrette and steering clear of the randy reptiles. A tree snake orgy?
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Triple M and Strotty for Brekkie. Who's in the zoo for Billabong Zoo coming up next hour? You'll have to go up against another Triple M listener. Someone's going to walk away with a family pass to the Billabong Zoo on the first day of the school holidays. Beauty. Don't lose that number. That is the great Phil Collins from No Jacket Required. What an album. 16 to 8. A beautiful sunny day, up to 29 for today.
Triple M's Talking Travel for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Yeah, here he is, the great man, John Joyce. G'day, John.
Good morning, Mark.
That's the way. Fresh from another day of cavorting around with the triplets yesterday. You're really training well, John.
Oh, yeah. Look, like it. I could say I'd never lose weight, but I do. I can't.
Chasing them round. Good on you. Okie dokie.
No.
Let's talk about flights, John. We're starting to see a bit of light coming under the door. Big announcement from Qantas last week, also from one of the other major, travel gurus about November and indeed December for international travel. But we just want to get some internal travel happening. Now, we're going to start to increase flights from next month, which is only a couple of weeks away.
Yes, there was new flights put in the system last week for starting on the 22nd of October, which is when the lockdowns hopefully finishes. We get back to one flight a day, except Saturdays, which will be good.
Okay. Is that going to be an early morning one, a lunchtime one, John?
That varies, shall we say.
Okay, fair enough.
We haven't got the overnight early morning one yet. And the boys were really thankful for that. They won't know what to do at the airport early in the morning. I'll have to check they turn up.
Oh, goodness me. Anyway, things are starting to improve. Okay, we've got flights to and from Sydney restarting next month, which is great. Let's talk about the international flights from November and December. Look, if you want to know the latest, talk to a travel agent. Don't listen to rumours and what Facebook says. Talk to people in the industry. You do that with Port Macquarie Travel. Let's support them. 658-314-22. What are your hours at the shops this week, John?
9 till 12 at the moment. And obviously, if it gets busier, we'll open till 3. But at this stage, 9 till 12, because people are still a bit uncertain, and we're a bit uncertain what's happening with flights, because a lot of the international flights aren't in the system even yet. So when it gets busier and more flights in the system, we know what's happening, and we know the rules and regulations is the problem.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. If you want to know what's going on, talk to the people in the game. They are Port Macquarie Travel, William Street in Port Macquarie, with some Sydney flights coming up next month. That's great. It's starting to, hopefully, fingers crossed, get back to normal. Good on you, John. You have a great day today, and I'm really glad you were able to get out of bed this morning after chasing the triplets around at the weekend. Well done. You're getting fitter, champion.
I must be, mate, although my shorts aren't telling me that. But anyway.
Get out of here. I'll talk to you next week.
See you, mate. Bye.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast. Triple M.
Triple M Mid-North Coast and Strawny for brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, where they'll be open at 9, and the Drift, fully renovated, now upstairs with the new menu. You'll love the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant. It is in excess from the swing and original sin. Sunny and up to 29 today. Maybe a storm tonight on the coast.
Triple M. Triple M. Birthday wheel.
40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yeah, let's go to Port Macquarie and see if Bill's got the hot hand to spin up the $1,000 this morning. G'day, Bill.
Hey, Stroddy. How are you going, mate?
Good, buddy. What are you doing today?
Recovering.
Recovering?
I had a little birthday yesterday.
Oh, did you really? Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic. Now, was it a 0-1 or just a...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I'll get over it, mate. But,
good on you.
I remember, Shorty, when I was 17, blokes say, I used to call the old blokes, they came over and say, you won't make 21, kid, you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you proved them wrong.
Well, we're not around to tell, that's the worst thing.
Now, wasn't it lucky, Bill? I mean, you know, the restrictions were lifted, but you were able to, you know, catch up with family and friends.
Yeah, grandkids and stuff like that. A couple of mates dropped in. I give them a hard time. I said, you've been back? And they said, well, yeah. I said, oh, come on in.
You got your own passport.
Yeah.
You got a tick gate there at the house. Good on you. Right. Now, Billy, what number are you going to spin up for you? You want to use yesterday's number?
Yeah, mate.
Okay, number 19. Yeah. Okie doke. Good on you, Bill. Number 19. What was the old expression, Bill? The older I get, the better I was.
There's a couple of them. Yeah, well, probably that's a better one. And the other thing, Stordy, this year we clicked up 50 years of being married. So,
good on you, mate.
It's been a big year, yeah.
Fantastic. And you missed it. It's landed on the number 21.
God, we just mentioned 21.
Oh, if only your mum had held on for a bit longer.
I've told her. Told her once. I told her a thousand times.
Billy, I can't give you the cash, but end of the month, which is only a matter of days away, we do the next call for the wonderful fire pit from our good friends at Bennett Steel. Celebrating 30 years in business this year. I got your details. You're in the running to win it. I'm glad you had a great day yesterday. Good on you, Billy.
Good on you, mate, too.
What a character. Good on you, Bill. He's giggling all the way. Probably needs a Barocca this morning. Get the Baroccas into you, Bill. Now, a birthday is today. Can I tell you, Emily Saunders is 10 today. Is that right? From Pa and Nan and Brother William and all your family and friends, Emily, have a great day. Also, people like Emily that are birthdaying today are sharing their birthdays with the great George R.R. Martin, Sophie Loren, Tim Rogers and Karen Martini, all born on September 20. Triple M and Strotty for Brekkie, play the Coast Greatest Hits, Phil Jamison.
Triple M's.
Ashley, will you stop hitting that button?
Sorry.
What are you doing? We're not to that yet. What are you doing? That is Shiny Happy People, Phil Jamison coming up in around 10 minutes. And Sarah's very excited in the sales office, isn't she? Hey? She's a fangirl.
Big, big fan. It was lovely.
Yeah, okay. So she was a big Grinspoon's fan, and Phil in here at the moment, and she's very excited. So anyway, we're going to talk about the 70th anniversary, as we mentioned in Strawdy Leaks, of Thrills, Kills and Sunday Pills. Can you believe it's 17 years old? Now, coming up next, this is going to be interesting. It's day one of Triple M's Who's in the Zoo? 133353. We need two Triple M listeners to go head-to-head in the quiz. And the winner is going to walk away with a family pass to the Billabong Zoo, school holiday time.
Yep. Now is the time to get onto it because they are going to be very, very busy. So if we can give you a family pass, give us a call.
133353. We need two Triple M listeners. Now, what do they actually have to do? We have to give them a buzzer, don't we? And they're going to make a sound.
Yes. So I'm going to give you an animal and I need you to make the sound of the animal as your buzzer. And we're going to do best two out of three trivia questions.
All righty. Here we go. You ready? Okay.
Ready.
I think I'm ready.
Triple M's Who's in the Zoo for Billabong Zoo. Bring the whole family these school holidays and we'll see you at the zoo.
Okie dokie, let's see how we go here on line one. Triple M, good morning. Who's that?
It's Brad, mate.
Hey, Brad, okie dokie. Where are you calling from, Brad?
Port Macquarie.
From Port Macquarie, okie dokie. And on our other line here, Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
Hi, this is Bonnie.
Bonnie, all right. Where are you calling from, Bonnie?
Port Macquarie.
All right, okie dokie. Now, it's best two out of three. Listen, I didn't give you these buzzers, but you've got to buzz in with an animal noise. All right, now, Ashley, what are you going to give Brad?
All right, Brad, how good's your elephant impression?
No, can I choose another one?
Go on, just try it. Go on.
Nah, that sounds like a horse.
No,
that was brilliant.
That's perfect.
That is the best elephant I've ever heard. Oh,
we're
my goodness.
I can't do it an elephant impression, so yeah. We're going with that one.
Now, Bonnie, the sad thing is that was the easy one. I'm only joking. What's Bonnie's buzzer got to be, Ash?
Bonnie, what do you sound like as a parrot?
Oh, gosh.
Go on, just give us one.
I'm a parrot, mate.
Just go. All right, here we go with question one. Good luck to both of you. Righto, Ash.
All right, guys. What animal is the face of the Streets Paddle Pop ice creams? Oh, that was. I think that was a parrot. I think.
Yeah.
Okay, the parrot. Yep. What is it?
A lion?
Yes, is
beautiful.
Right. Yes, well done. Congratulations. You've one up. Okie dokie.
I love my job so
much. I just want to hear the elephant's buzzer again.
Okay, we're serious. Okay. What type of animal was Megilla in the 60s cartoon series? Oh, that was an elephant.
Hello, Brad.
Megilla the gorilla.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was a gorilla. It's one all. We go to the tiebreak question, Ash.
I can't read it because I'm crying. All right. Okay. So Bart Simpson's pet, Santa's little helper, is a what?
Oh, that's a parrot. That's the parrot.
I didn't know what noise was going to come out. The dog.
Yes,
he
well
was a dog.
Done, buddy.
Brad, you've been a trainer this morning, mate. That is the best elephant ever.
One more time for me.
Go on, Brad, just do it one more time. Jeez, oh, I'm going to get a real job one day.
Do I get a prize for that?
Well, I think you get, what can we give Brad? I know what we can give Brad. We've got an air freshener.
Triple M air freshener.
Triple M air freshener. You hang off your vision mirror. Brad, you've made our morning, mate. That is so funny. Oh, my goodness me. All right, Brad, I've got your details. That is just amazing, Brad. Go on, and our victor is Bonnie of Port Macquarie with the family pass to the Billabong Zoo.
Oh,
more tomorrow. Oh, God, I'm crying.
Strawny for breakfast. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Really special day today. We've got Phil Jamieson from Grinspoon in the studios, which is great. He's had a good look around, likes what he sees, and can't believe we're in that old place for so long before. Phil, the big one today, what is it, 2004? So it's 17 years since Thrills, Kills and Sunday Pills came out.
Wow.
And what
Gosh,
do you,
far out. That's the long time
I'm not
time
trying
ago.
To make it feel old.
Well, I am, but that's okay.
Yeah. What are your memories of the album itself?
We'd recorded a record we released, I think it's 2002, called New Attention, which had a Chemical Heart on it. So we'd kind of crossed over into, I guess, more of a, you know, I hate to say commercial, but we'd broadened our success a little bit. And so this was the follow-up record to that record. And the record company, Universal, was pretty excited about it. So they teamed us up with a pretty big producer in Los Angeles. So off we went to Los Angeles with a truckload of songs, I think probably 30 songs in our little arsenal, and did a whole bunch of pre-production there with Howard Benson, who produced the record, and then went into the studio and tracked, I think, about 15 songs all up. I remember that Howard was a bit of a taskmaster when it came to vocals. I did a lot of takes, did a lot of harmonies. He didn't understand some of the lyrics, so I had to change lyrics. He was really quite hard on all of us, but I think it showed in the record. So yeah, we were kind of, I guess, trying to get our songwriting a bit more, I don't know, we were experimenting with different things. This is obviously our fourth album, so we're trying different things and trying to work out how we could write better or different style songs. And yeah, Pat was playing guitars a little bit differently and I was singing a bit differently than obviously our first record. So it ended up being quite successful, this record. So it was a whole bunch of fun, to be honest.
four great singles. Hard Act to Follow, obviously, is, you know, one of your finest.
Yeah. That's a funny song.
Lismore Uni to downtown LA to record. It must have been a buzz for you guys at that time.
It was. I don't think we really... It's funny when you think about it like that, Mark, because I don't really know... You don't know what you got till it's gone. So when you're in it, you're like, oh, this is normal. But it really wasn't. I think I was probably in my late 20s at that time. And, yeah, it was an exciting time. But Grinspoon has spent a bunch of time in America, you know, around, you know, in the late 90s as well. But never with this kind of... I guess, uber producer that Howard Benson was, and, you know, these fancy studios, fancy drum kits, everything was very fancy. But the record is pretty fancy as well. We, like, I think everyone did a pretty good job on the songs, and obviously Hard Act to Follow was the first single, and it was a lot of fun doing these videos as well, back in the day when you shot video clips, and you know, had a lot of adventures doing those. But yeah, LA at the time, 2004?
Yep.
Yeah. It was a massive adventure.
You had a bit of a glint in your eye there about there's a funny story behind the song Hard Act to Follow. What about, right? You and Pat wrote all the songs.
Yeah, no, I wrote Hard Act to Follow. Pat, with me when I write a song, I'm really good at starting it and terrible at finishing it. So I wrote it, and then I'm like, I think this needs something, and Pat came up with the middle eight, which is the guitar solo section. I wrote that song in Avalon, actually, at a friend's house in the Northern Beaches a long time ago. Hard Act to Follow is I was living in Melbourne at the time. And in that early 2000 era, it was a time of what they called new rock. I don't know whether anyone remembers, but we had the Strokes, the Vines, Wolfmother, Jet. They were all exploding. And Grinspoon had been around since 95, so we'd seen some different things happen over that time. When, oh, new rock's here. So it was kind of, I don't know, it was a bit of a piss take, I think, in some ways. But also a homage as well to all these great new artists coming out of Australia that were doing rock. So sort of a rockin' tune with a bit of a wink and a nudge in its genre. But, like, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And as I said, I was in Melbourne at that time. There was a lot of really, really great stuff happening. Dallas Crane Jet, for example. And then obviously up in Sydney, the Vines and Wolfmother. There was a lot of stuff happening in Australia that was guitar-based and going global.
Okay. 17 years ago today. It's great. We're going to play that in just a tick. You are in the middle of a tour. Well, you were in the middle of a tour. Do you think you'll play again before the end of the year?
Look, I think everyone doesn't want to say that I won't, but in theory, it's going to be difficult for me being from New South Wales to actually be allowed to get in. I was meant to be in WA and South Australia. I'm not getting in there anytime soon. So, look, I think I just want to play when everyone's safe. So let's just hopefully, but I'm thinking, what is it? Is it September now? Yeah, it is. I reckon it might be just sitting on my hands for a little bit longer until we can make sure that everyone can come and enjoy themselves without maybe getting sick. So, yeah, look, it's a bit of a shame. I'm just currently working on music in the home studio, which is fun, and slow cooking every meal known to man.
Now, have you done, I've got to ask the question, is there a Phil Jamieson sourdough?
No, I don't do sourdough. Gosh, what a waste of my time. I go to Urban Grain for that.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
They're great.
Really good. Mate, great to catch up with you. Have a great Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, let's walk back 17 years. Here are the Grinners. Here we are, the bold and the beautiful update. I had to do a quick change my staff of one to go from Quang to Marion, and good morning, Marion. Gee, what a big week we've got coming up. The school holiday B&B edition.
Oh, can you believe it? Now, there's obviously no rompy-pompy going on in a particular Forrester household, and that would be Quinn and the old fella.
Yes.
Yes. And he's actually, Eric has said to Quinn, I still love you, I want you in my house, but I know you have desires with Carter. So you go off and fulfil your desires with Carter, but make sure you come home to me. Now, do we think he means that, or do we think he's testing Quinn? And will Quinn have an affair, or an ongoing one, with Carter?
Poor old Eric is 1,005. We've seen this storyline before, but anyway, we shall see if Quinn passed the test. But I don't know about you, Marion, but I wouldn't trust Quinn as far as I could throw her.
Oh, no, 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 me neither. And let me tell you, when she goes, delivers papers the other night, like Eric says, take these papers around to Carter. You know, it's like 8 o'clock at night. Okay, so she rings his doorbell, and the first thing he does before he opens his door is unbutton his top button on the shirt.
Miriam, we've got to go. We'll see you this arvo. The Bold and the Beautiful update on 10 from, on Win Rather from 4:30. That's a funny show. Thanks for your company. If you missed any part of it, just go to my page and press catch up on the webpage. Steve Price after 9. Have a great Monday. Bye.